You're listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. It's episode 5037, putting your company in the best position for success. Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. You can visit the website, find show notes and all kinds of useful information, growgreat.com. All right, you, the business owner, as the owner, you are the number one, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, but sometimes you don't treat yourself like the number one. Every business owner has one basic but very, very big job. You know what it is, but let me state the obvious. To obtain and deploy the necessary resources to make the company successful. I mean, that's why you invest in the things that you invest in, because you think that they will garner a return. Now, some of these things that you decide to invest in, they garner a big return. Others, okay, not so much. And sometimes you have a pretty good idea of the return that you know you're going to get on something. And other times, you're not really sure. And so you make the decision and you hope that they pan out like you want. And sometimes they pan out magnificently. And other times, not so much. As a young man, I once overheard an owner tell a vice president supplier who had come to visit, who was being somewhat critical of how he was doing things. And here's what he told him, and I'll never forget it. It was great. "You know the difference between you and me," said the owner. "I'm betting with my money that I'm right." And I smiled. So true. So true. That's what we do as business owners. We bet on ourselves. We bet on our people. We bet on our ideas. We bet on our decisions. That's who we are. Watch any episode of Shark Tank and you will see what the venture capital community has long understood. These are folks who make their living betting on businesses. They bet on the jockey. They don't bet on the horse. And that simply means that the idea, sometimes that idea is not nearly as important as the person behind the idea. In similar fashion, I'm betting on you. I'm betting on you, and today I'm asking you to bet on yourself. As you're considering all the resources that are at your disposal as a business owner and how you can best deploy them, I've got a question. Are you an asset or a liability? Are you an opportunity for the company, or are you a constraint? Are you a limitation, a restriction? Truth is, you own the joint. And according to the SBA, there are 99.7% of you out there, small business owners. And almost 90% of you employ fewer than 20 people. Folks, that is a tremendously large, large group of people who represent a monumental impact, economic and otherwise, on our communities and on our country. You're a resource. I would argue that you are the most important resource in your organization by virtue of the fact that you own it and you operate it. The buck stops with you in more ways than you may realize. When you hire a new employee, I sure hope that you don't just welcome them in and then leave them alone. I hope that you provide some sort of onboarding, some sort of training. I hope that you put them in touch with more seasoned employees who can show them the rope, show them a thing or two. I hope you surround them with people and with resources so they can succeed in their new job at your company. And even if you don't always do those things as well as you know you'd like to, as well as you know you should, you and I both know it's the smart way to help your company move forward with this new employee. I get it. I get it. Fires erupt. They foil your plans to do good or to do better work. Stuff happens, right? And while stuff is happening, you're neglecting your biggest resource. While you're busy putting out the fires that admittedly have to be extinguished, you become just a little bit more distracted from deploying the biggest resource that's vital to your company's success. You. You take whatever time you need to look over the details of a lease agreement. You take whatever time you need to look over a purchase agreement for inventory or to vet hiring some new employee. Now, you pay attention to a lot of things that you know can contribute to helping your company grow. And so you give them the time and the effort that you feel they need. That's how you spend your days. And you also know from experience that what I call the trifecta of business building, you know that it encompasses all of the work that you do as a business builder and as a business owner. And the trifecta of business building, quite simply, is this: getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. It's about sales. It's about revenues. It's about executing delivery of your products and your services to the customers so the customers are happy so you don't take a bunch of refunds. It's about the systems and the processes that are necessary so that much of this work can reliably, consistently, predictably happen on autopilot without you losing your mind. This is your life. And all of this time, all of this attention that is spent in these important areas so that your company can succeed and so it can grow. It's what you do. And yet, the number one resource is often overlooked and ignored. And you look at this person every day when you get up and you get ready to go to work. You see this person every day in the mirror. You, investing in yourself. No. Not purely for selfish reasons, but because, like the sharks on TV, you're betting on yourself. You're betting on the jockey. You're betting with your own money that you're right. Well, are you? Are you right? Are you right in betting your money in all the resources that you need? Are you right in betting your money on the purchase agreement, the lease, the new employee, whatever else it is that you decide to invest in? Are you right in all of that? Except there's this one glaring mistake. There's this one glaring oversight. You're not investing in yourself. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time, and you can hit pause and you can think about this if you need to. When was the last time that you achieved something really big all by yourself? Nobody helped. Nobody did one thing to support you. It was just all you. When? Yeah, you and I both know the answer. Never. It's never happened. I don't care who you are. I don't care how smart you are, how bright you are, how gifted you are, how rich you are. It's never happened. You're a smart person. You're just doing all that you know. Problem is, it's what we don't know that can hurt us. And I'm encouraging you to come over to the bright side. Come over to the bright side of knowing something that you likely already knew. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your company to grow, to improve, to transform as a business owner. Nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing you can do will put your company in a better position for success. Because that's how important you are. That's how important you are to the company. That's how important your decisions are to the company. You impact every area of your company, and you love it. You love it. It's why you do it. You just need to stop avoiding making the investment where it can most matter. You need to realize there is a better way. Did you know that there is an organization called Parents of Murdered Children? It's a horrible thought, isn't it? Do you know that? Yep, there's an organization called Parents of Murdered Children. And admittedly, it's not a group you want to be a member of, but if it describes you, you are so thankful that they exist. Where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to go and get in a room with other people who can remotely understand your pain and your circumstances? Where else are you going to go where you don't have to explain to the other people in the room, here's what happened to me? Nowhere. It's the safe, secure place where you can go together with people who completely understand, who completely get it. No explanations needed, just candid, safe conversation where people can serve each other, support each other, help each other, because the group only has one big goal. And that big goal is to help everybody individually through their pain. You learned all this when you were a kid. You were a little kid and you learned this. Your parents absolutely knew it. Who you hang around, they impact your life. And that's why your parents didn't want you hanging around the kids who misbehaved, who got in trouble at school. They didn't want you to join those kids. And somewhere along the way, I don't know, we outgrew that, right? I mean, we got too smart for our own good, and we forgot about it. And now we're business owners, and there just really isn't anybody that safe that we can go to. Yeah, we've got friends, and we got friends, and they're business owners. And we've got an attorney that we need every now and again. We've got a CPA that we rely on pretty consistently. Maybe we've got a spouse. Well, there's a lot of explaining that is required to just get some of these people to just kind of sort of understand. In fact, it's a big reason. It's a big reason why so many business owners don't rely on their spouse. Not because we don't love our spouse. It's just because at some point in the explanation, we realize they just can't relate. It's just not their world. It's our world. And then there's the head trash of feeling like, well, I don't need to take this home. I don't want to take this home and lay it on them. And each of these people in our life, we have a relationship with these people that can get in the way. Friends, we don't want to risk the friendship. Professionals. Well, the professionals, they don't want to risk losing us as a client. Family, do they really need my drama? I mean, it's just better to leave it alone, right? Like other groups where the common denominator is, it's sort of that we're all in the same boat together. Well, that feeling of we're all in the same boat together, that's the peer advantage. That's the practical side of peer advantage. And like parents of murdered children, there's just not a lot of explanation needed. Everybody gets it. And when the group is small business owners, nobody wants anybody telling them what they should do. Nobody wants anybody telling them what they shouldn't do. We mostly need to voice our opportunities and to voice our concerns, and then to engage in some thoughtful, deep discussion so that we can better see every angle before we make our own decision on what we're doing and what we're going to do. You know why you spend the time going over the lease agreement? You're concerned about what you don't know. You're concerned about what you didn't see. It's why you send it to an attorney, and the attorney points out things that, I didn't see that. And that makes the price of the attorney worth every dime you pay them, right? Because now you see things, because they see things. They're trained to look at these documents in ways that we aren't, and they see what we don't. And their ability to see what we don't and to share that with us, that makes us better. It absolutely makes us better. It makes our decision better. When the room is private, when the room is confidential, when the room is safe, magic like that happens. We see things that we didn't see before. And over time, we become better. And you know what we become better at? We become better at the very thing that makes us the dynamite number one resource for our organization, our company. We become better at making decisions. We begin to see things that we never saw before because, well, now we've got these other business owners and they're helping us see things from their viewpoint. You know what? Their background, their experience, their knowledge, it's different. It's different than ours. And they have a viewpoint. Doesn't mean that they're right. It just means it provokes us to think and to see it differently than we saw it at first. And it broadens everything. Nobody's judging. Nobody's criticizing. People are talking. People are listening. People are understanding. And people are seeing more clearly than ever before. Oh, and it feels terrific. It feels terrific. It's a big part of that third leg of the trifecta. Not going crazy in the process of owning and running our business. We didn't get in business to go crazy. I mean, we could do that without going in business. Mostly, it's about finally, at long last, deploying our biggest resource in the most powerful way to put our company in the best position possible for greater success. It's about growing great. It's about growing great as a small business owner. It's about growing great as a leader. It's about growing great in every facet of our lives. It's about us, at long last, making the investment. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Have a great one. And Lord willing, I'll talk to you next week.